بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول كريم أما بعد جاء رجل من المجوس إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد حلق لحيته وأطال شاربه فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هذا قال هذا في ديننا قال في ديننا أن نجز الشارب وأن نعفي اللحية. Continuing with the discussion on the position of the beard in Islam, Hadith 6 says, a man from the fire worshippers once came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this manner that he had shaved his beard and he had lengthened his mustache. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, what is this? Why have you shaved your beard? The fire worshipper replied, this is a practice in our deen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, the teaching of our deen of Islam is that we should remove the mustache and lengthen the beard. How many non-Muslims do you see with this feature from the males where they have long beards but the mustache is removed? So this is very unique to Islam. You find a farmer will have a beard sometimes and a long mustache. But having a beard and removing the mustache, this is a sign of a Muslim. If you find a woman shaving her head, then most normal people will say that is something that's unappealing. She's acting like a man and it's something that is against nature. A woman that is cutting her hair short like a boy, say a boyish haircut, so that is unappealing, unattractive, and it is not the way of a woman. So likewise, the man, he has to have that facial hair, the beard, and he has to have a long beard also. The person that is shaving, it is very unattractive, unappealing, against the nature. Cutting it short also, just think of that example of the woman that's cutting the hair on the head. For the man, Allah Ta'ala made it the hair on the face. The facial hair has to be according to the sunnah. That is the nur of a man. That is the sign of a man. That is the rawb and the awe of a man. And it is the sign of Islam. Long beards, short mustaches. So many hadiths, 10 hadiths here. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu reports, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us to remove the mustaches completely and lengthen the beards. Hadith 8, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oppose the ways of the mushrikeen. Lengthen the beards and remove the mustaches. It is reported that when Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu would perform Hajj Umrah, he would grip his beard in his fist and trim whatever amount of the beard exceeded a fist length. A person grips his beard and whatever is excess, then he is allowed to trim that is under the fist. We find that when a person has a very long beard also, then yusharu ilayhi bil banan, and people start pointing fingers. Look at that person. He looks, doesn't look normal. A very long beard also, then people, it becomes a spectacle also. So the teaching of Islam is that to maintain the neatness of the beard, it should be one first length. Hadith 9, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, trim the mustaches until the skin beneath becomes visible and lengthen the beards. And the last hadith, two envoys of Khosrow, the Persian emperor Kisra, entered the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the condition that they had shaved their beards and lengthened their mustaches. Hence Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam disliked looking at them and thus turned his Mubarak face away from them. After some time, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned towards them and said to them, woe to the two of you, who instructed you to do this, to shave your beards and lengthen your mustaches? The two of them replied, our Lord, meaning Kisra. Kisra commanded us to do this. Thereupon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, however, my Lord, my Rabb Allah has certainly commanded me to lengthen my beard and to shorten my mustache. So we understand from here, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam disliked it. It's regarded to be a form of disfigurement for a man to be shaving his beard. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my Lord commanded me. So this is Allah's command. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we can fulfill this command and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.